Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker, and you are in the Devil's Lair on Devil Radio 92.7. Our next guest in the Devil's Lair is a regular contributor to Max Inc. Radio whenever she stops back in the Mad City. Kirsty Krause became a Nashvillian a few years back, moving to the Music City to pursue her dream of music and music's dream of Kirsty. She's brought along singer, songwriter, and major rager on the acoustic guitar, Rob Reiser. Kirsty, Rob, welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Kirsty, your roots are still here in Wisconsin. Hi, Mom and Dad. So we basically get to see you during holiday tours, and today is no exception. For our listeners who may not be familiar, give us a little backstory on Kirsty. I mean, you've been singing and performing since you were like two.
That is correct. I was one of those people, jumped up on picnic tables, found myself in plays at the age of six, and dance and piano, and then eventually picked up the guitar and started writing songs at age 12 and started making trips to Nashville at 15. So I'm kind of a lifer is what I like to call myself.
Now, you're up here for the holiday, and I hear your mom and friend of the show, Lori, she accidentally volunteered to host Thanksgiving, but my question is, can we come? Tell us about the support your parents have given your music career.
Okay, one, yes, she did volunteer. She wrote on our family's Facebook page, and she was like, hey guys, what's going on for Thanksgiving? Like, we'd be willing to host, thinking that somebody else would take the burden.
Yeah.
And nobody volunteered. Everyone just kept RSVPing to her, and she was
right?
Like, wait, what? So, yeah, we got a 22-pound turkey, and we're getting ready for that. And I can't even tell you. My parents are literally the most supportive people, wouldn't you say, Rob? Like, they... just the most that you have seen. They come to every show. They help me with various setting up and things. My mom helps me in emails and getting back to people.
The absolute best there is.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, we've had them in the studio here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let's give the people a little bit of what we're talking about. Let's hear a song from Kirsty and Rob here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The first song you're going to play for us tonight is a new song, and it's called Frames. I'm thinking it must be about broken glasses or screen captures.
That's a good guess. This is... we do this song often first for a lot of things that lately... Rob and I wrote this song together with our buddy Travis, and... to be honest, it's about a bunch of empty picture frames all throughout my house, and this is all a true story. Now we're starting to fill them up, so I guess without further ado, it will tell you in the lyrics, but this is called Frames.
Living with bare walls, new floors, and room to spare. Been here a year, small table and a couple chairs. Sit next to the fire, I don't feel the flame. There's nothing to see here but empty frames. As much as I wanted, it will come with time. No, I can't force it, but it's clear in my mind. Picture with so much love, I can see it in his eyes. The picture show it. It started to come in focus. How couldn't I notice how cute we look together on our first date? Yeah, moments like that are filling up my frames. As much as I wanted, it will come with time. No, I can't force it, but it's clear in my mind. Picture with so much love. Frames.
Wow, amazing. That's Thank brand you. New from yes. Kirsty Krause. That's Frames here in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, Devil Radio 92.7. I'm Rocker, and I'm here with Rom and Kirsty, and they came all the way from Nashville. What's happening in Nashville? I hear you're playing the biggest showcase in Nashville called the Whiskey Jam in December, and you know I love whiskey.
Oh, man, I just found out about this yesterday, and I could not be more happy. It's definitely a rite of passage in Nashville, and I've been waiting for this, like waiting for this moment to be like, I'm booked for Whiskey Jam. And so now I just got to line up the band and be like, hey, boys, this is the date. Let's go. And I'm so excited.
We are so proud of you.
Aw, thank you.
So now, wait, did you just say that you're going to have like a full band?
Oh, yeah. It's a full band showcase kind of thing. Literally wow. everybody who's... I'm big artists. All of them have played Whiskey Jam. It's been going for 10 years now, and it's every Monday and Thursday, and it's just kind of like bringing you. It's a rite of passage. I don't know how else to describe it, but yeah.
Is this like a big outdoor
it's a big
thing,
deal.
Or is it?
They do outdoor shows, and then they also do these showcases. The one that I'm playing is going to be inside at Winners, right next to Losers. So this in Midtown, same owner, Winners and Losers.
Nice.
So funny.
Well, you know, you just got back from Key West. And yes. you're out there traveling. And now you're a new Parrot Head member and attended the Meeting of the Minds. Is that some kind of like guru cult or what?
They're the best. If they're a cult, they're the best I've ever met. Seriously. Like they celebrate original music, and they originated from being Jimmy Buffett fans.
Oh,
and now they just continue to meet, and they do charity events, and their meetings are literally consist of them drinking and supporting original music and musicians. And generally they love, you know, going down to the Florida and the tropics and Key West. So it's also fun when you write songs like that, and we can all celebrate, you know, being on the beach kind of vibes.
Wow. It's like Margaritaville for real.
Seriously, all the things I love in one group. So we became virtual members, and looking to see which chapter we need to be involved with. And it sounds like the Sarasota one in Florida might be the chapter for us. But I think I've heard that they have a chapter here in Madison. So you might have
really?
To check it out. Anyone
oh,
listening, you guys might have to check it out because they're pretty cool.
Get stuck there for a while.
Be a Parrot Head.
So Parrot Head and Meeting of the Minds are kind of connected. They are.
It was all just this last week in Key West, and we played about 8 shows during the week, and Christian Bush was there, and also Caroline Jones, and just a bunch of songwriters, and so it was a big celebration.
Wow, sounds amazing and a lot of fun. Let's hear some more live music here with Kirsty Krause and Rob Reiser in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you're singing for us is called Floridays. Tell us about that song before you play.
Okay. Floridays came and originated in February of 2020. I was down in Florida for about 9 weeks and just touring and doing outdoor shows. And so I really just, my aunt lives down there in the Bradenton Beach area. So just taking in everything. And I actually know people that live in Marathon. I know people that live in St. John. And I kind of just pieced a bunch of things together as a tribute to my experiences and them. And so the song is called Floridays. Picture yourself on the beach for this one. We'll warm you guys up here. The daiquiri deck is open. Clock on the wall is broken. It's everything we were hoping. Got a healthy dose of Bob Marley. Got the clear water so sparkly. Another postcard of a sunset right before our eyes. Everything orange and teal. Gentle breeze. Coconut trees pointing out at the open sea. You Thank you.
cause we're gonna be boating all day. Catching looks like Chesney. Slow it down for the wakes, cause we don't wanna spill our drinks. Straight cruising and putting along from Marathon to St. John. Everything orange and tan, gentle breeze, coconut trees pointing out at the open sea. You and me on that endless beach. Anytime's all right with me, cause other days are good days, they're flower days.
Here with Kirsty and Rob live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, Devil Radio 92.7. Kirsty, you just opened for Randy Houser last Saturday at the Crystal Grand and hung out with him on the bus afterwards. Spill the tea on this.
I've known Randy for about 3 years now, and I feel like this show in particular at the Crystal Grand was a long time coming, and I could not wait. It's my first time at the Crystal Grand, and I actually knew Randy's guitar player, and so that's how we got connected. And I hung out on the bus with him before, and then this last show, it was funny because he started texting me, and I was taking pictures, and then this lady came up, and I couldn't respond to his last text message, so I just put it down because I was trying to take pictures and sell merch, you know, like, yeah. Do my job.
I'm working.
So all of a sudden this lady comes up and she's like, Randy's requesting your presence on the bus. And I'm like, okay, hold on one second, just one second. And we go back there and he was so sweet. He was just so sweet. And I actually, one of my hats from American Hat Makers morphed a little bit down in Florida because of the weather. So honestly, like right before we were about to leave, he was going to grab his... What are those things?
Steamer.
Yeah, he was going to grab his steamer to try to help me reshape my hat. And I was like, you don't have to do that. But
he carries a steamer,
so sweet.
Huh?
Yeah, in the bus. He just bought that bus, and it's pretty nice inside. And they play video games and hang out. And I actually splurged a little bit and had a warm beer.
Well, now, but wait, it gets better, right? Kirsty, you were actually talking to your grandmas about making deviled eggs for Thanksgiving while on stage at the Crystal Grand. I was going to be like, what's it like to play on stage at the Crystal Grand? But now I'm like, what's it like to talk to your grandparents from stage at the Crystal Grand?
I think my grandma got a kick out of it. I mean, it's really cool that she was able to come to the show. They surprised me. I didn't know she was coming. So when I saw her there, I was able to give her a hug before. On stage, I was like, hey, Grandma, did you get my text about making those deviled eggs for Thanksgiving? And then I like waited to hear her response. And everybody around her, I was like, what? I didn't hear you. Everybody around her was like, yep, like we heard you. And then she stopped at the house the other day.
We woke up to deviled eggs the next morning.
And brought deviled eggs over as a sampling before Thanksgiving, she said, because she knows how much Rob likes them.
And I approve.
He does. He said he you had like six of them, right? Of the like...
At least.
Of the 10. He loved them. Yeah, they're great.
Nice. So she's going to help out your mom a little bit and bring some deviled
eggs.
She's
going to bring
her
famous,
take a little pressure off.
Yes, her famous deviled eggs.
All right. Mama Kirstie and Grandma Kirstie.
Yep.
Let's get back to the live music here in the Devil's Lair with Kirstie and Rob, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Kirstie, you're up for several awards for your song Bird. Tell us about this song and the awards before you play.
Okay, Bird is one of those that is just about not flipping people off, but it really just sprung from a conversation that I had with someone that I thought was just going to be very genuine and nice when I walked up to them, and they weren't. And instead of getting kind of butthurt about it, I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to let that get to me. I'm just was generally just trying to introduce myself and not asking necessarily to play or anything. But yeah, so I went home and I wrote this song, and I initially thought it was going to be called Grit Your Teeth, but we ended up landing on Bird, and it made it kind of funny. So now we have the iconic, like, three fingers hold up, you know, you don't deserve my bird. And then we partnered with Mitch Max, and they just made t-shirts. And so to see people have t-shirts that say you don't deserve my bird on them is cool. I have t-shirts now for a song, for a single in particular. So yeah, this song's called Bird.
You don't deserve my bird.
Yeah, just focus on the positive. That's what it's about.
Never thought I could be affected by criticism, posted by your cynicism. Lies dim the shine inside of me. We're living in a shadow of clouds, but this is my philosophy now. Hey, hey, grit my teeth, then bury, forget it. You ain't even strong enough to steal my pride. Shade don't got married, share it with somebody else who wants to waste their time. Breath is my currency. Spend it on the pounds, feel loving how I'm dropping it. I let her fly, spreading wings, only in my head and my dreams. Breathe between the polar and ring. Hey, hey, grit my teeth, then bury, forget it. You ain't even trying to steal my pride. Shake, don't got buried, share it with somebody else who wants to waste their time. This my currency. Spend it on the positive, loving how I'm dropping it.
Yeah, it's Kirstie Krause and Rob Reiser here in the Devil's Lair. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, Devil Radio 92.7. Kirstie, where can we find you online?
Really, everywhere. KirsteyKraus.com is great. Instagram, there's a link on the Instagram bio that's like to everything, so you can
and
go
and you're
there
like
as well.
Active on Instagram, aren't you?
Oh yeah. That's where I do a lot of my messaging now. I also do Facebook Messenger as far as direct messaging people to get in touch with me, but Instagram too seems to be like text messaging now.
That's what my kids are telling me. I'm like, dang it! I mean, come on.
Well, I got a second cousin, and he drives for the truck series, and it was named NASCAR Next, and he's so young, he's 18, that how I get in touch with him is via Snapchat. You know what I mean?
Like, I can't keep up with
that's how I have to message him in order for a response.
Now, I see your plan coming up. Al Staten Place in Belleville on the 24th. And yes. Hammy's Roadside Bar in Janesville on November 26th. We're going to take a break and we'll be back and we'll listen to some more music and get some more interviews. Sound good?
Awesome. Thank you so much.